Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is our Rap Arts and Culture this morning, and specifically Porch Fest. We're going to get into all of that. And Kathy Walker and Lisa Durham are back. We have done this show a number of times, and I feel like you two are now celebrities.
Oh.
Because after what happened with the Johnny Johnson mural in Rap Arts, thank you for all of that. Because
isn't that wonderful? We're just so
thrilled
at how well that came out, and how now every time you turn the corner to go down Sophia Street, that mural pops out at you, and it's absolutely the kind of thing we wanted to happen, to respect the Johnny P. Johnson, who was so important to our community. And so we really enjoyed fundraising for that, and watching the process, and watching the community's enthusiasm, as Lisa said earlier, that everybody felt they could be a part of that, and that made it even more special, I think.
And I just have to thank you, Ted, because you did such a wonderful job covering it and being there with Bill Harris.
Oh, yeah.
And every day. And so we appreciate that. That brought a lot of attention to it. But yes, it was absolutely a community effort in every way. And we were very proud to be part of the first Johnny Johnson weekend and to help with that. And there was a wonderful committee that was chaired by Ambassador Pamela Bridgewater, and they all just did an amazing job for Johnny P. Johnson Day, which I always say was really a weekend, in 2018, and the original mural was part of that. So, yes, I was very excited and happy to bring together a new group of people, some original and some new people, to come around the project and to have it restored. And the way we did it, they say it's going to last for a long time. They say 20 years, so we hope so.
It looks so good because of the panels that you all paid for to put on the side. It just pops when you turn that corner.
And you know that, like Lisa said, we did have some wonderful experts on this committee. Sarah Deakins has a sign company and also was the one who gave the suggestion to use these aluminum alloy panels. Jay Holloway from Habilis was fabulous in helping us actually conceptualize, first of all, the frame that we were going to place the mural on. And then he donated a lot of his time, donated the use of the scaffolding. We can't say enough for the people on that committee.
Absolutely.
Gabe Pons worked with the paint company to get some really good deals from Zach Barnett, I think, from Sharon Williams up here on 17, also gave us a break on our paint and primer and all of that. And again, that's what made it work. That's what made everybody feel like, okay, this is an important thing that we're doing. And they helped everyone, from the person who donated $5 to the person who donated, you know, $500. It was just a wonderful, wonderful coming together of the community, of expertise and talent and time.
Yeah, when we met, so originally there were these emails going back and forth, and you know, and finally I said, let's just all get together around the table, and so we all got together around the table, and instantly, well, I can do this, I can do that, I know this person, I can have, and that was it.
Then
it was just a matter of raising the funds. It was more expensive to do it this way, so obviously we did. For those who don't know, the wall itself on that building had too much damp. And so that was making the mural deteriorate.
Yeah.
And so we knew that if all we did is repaint it right back on the wall, it would happen again.
Yeah.
And so it was actually MC Morris, our wonderful MC, who she was in another community in another town, and she noticed that they had this sort of raised frame thing around a mural. And she said, what if we did something like that? And we said, oh, well, that's interesting. And so that's sort of the idea that we put before everybody. And it was more expensive, but it should last a long time, and it looks fantastic. And Kathy had the great idea of hiring someone to paint the wall sort of around the frame.
That looks so good.
Right?
Wouldn't that
Yeah,
good?
So that's all Kathy's idea. And so, yeah, so it was wonderful.
Wanted it to pop, and it really does.
And it does.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you turn that corner, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
And because there's the civil rights trail goes
yes.
along there, and there's that sign, you had to do something.
Absolutely, we did.
Yeah, we were already talking about it, so and concerned about it. And then when the civil rights trail was expanded, and that new Wayfair sign went there, we thought, okay, we really need to do something. And the other thing that happened is that we were approached by Andre Pineda, you know, he and Gabe Ponds with Sophie.
Mm-hmm. They've done
so many murals
with the schools.
Absolutely. And so they approached us and said, how would you like to partner with us? They needed a nonprofit. We were all about arts advocacy, right? That's what we do. And so it was sort of all of these things came together at just the right moment to make this work. And we are looking forward to doing additional projects with them. Mm-hmm. So
that's what's
stay
exciting
tuned.
Because, yeah, I mean, murals just add something to a community.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we have some more ideas about how to do it even in a different way.
Yes.
So
why am I not surprised? But just the other day, was it the Arts Commission, you know, honored you?
Oh, that was wonderful. I think we were very surprised. But it was a really lovely award that we got that said that we had brought community collaboration in
yes.
order to complete the Johnny P. Johnson mural. And that really was very special to us, because that was the point, was to make sure that everybody knew that this was an icon, a local icon that deserved the respect and really appreciation for all that he did mm-hmm. for us in the town. And so to get that award was really very nice.
Yeah. And again, that's what we do. We want to advocate for Fredericksburg, for the arts in Fredericksburg, the culture in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
So for us, it really is all about the community. And so
mm-hmm. and the region, and trying to make sure that everyone in our region knows that there's a tremendous number of artists, musicians, dancers, dramatists who are in our area, and we really need to celebrate them and showcase their talents.
Right. So that leads us to Porch Fest, because
that's right.
Musicians and music are also part of what we are about advocating. We have
yeah.
a really wonderful music scene here in Fredericksburg, and I hope everyone knows that, but I fear that perhaps everyone doesn't know that. And we have so much talent, and coming to Fredericksburg on a Friday night or a Saturday night, and you can go and have a drink, and you could listen to many different styles
yep.
of music,
mm-hmm.
even on a Sunday, you know. So we're very happy to have something that showcases that talent.
And so you need to come out on August 17th from 11 until 5. We have 14 different acts, and actually those 14 acts involve 61 musicians. We have the Rappahannock Choral Society that is bringing about 25 of their folks to sing. We also have, people that are old favorites, like Peter Mealy and Laurie Rose Griffin. We also have the Mock Prideri, which is a Celtic group. When we also have some new folks that we're introducing with Porch Fest, and we want people to come out and hear both our novices and our veterans. So it'll be a great day. You have a variety of music every hour, so there are choices. We have 2 hours of the day that we have 3 performers, so you have even more choice on those particular times. But it is from 11 to 5, August 17th. That's a Saturday. Bring your own portable chair so that you can move from place to place. The admission is $10 for adults, $5 for children that are 18 to, or, excuse me, that are kids that are 11 to 17,
mm-hmm.
and then anyone under 10 and under are free. But we do have food trucks that will be there, so we're hoping that they will you will come and spend the day. But you can come and decide you need to run an errand and come back for a different performance, because we'll give you a wristband that lets you back in. You only pay once to come.
We're going to talk much more about this morning because this is a great, great event. Again, it's August 17th, 11 to 5. It is Porch Fest. Lisa Durham and Kathy Walker here this morning. Quick break. We'll be back and talk more about this on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Walker and Lisa Durham here this morning. It is Rap Arts is what we're talking about, and a Porch Fest, August 17th in downtown Fredericksburg, Franklin Street. So that's over...
Yes, just below the college, yeah. Right off Sunken Road. And I just to give a big thank you to the University of Mary Washington. We have gotten permission to use that parking lot that's right there on Sunken Road. Mm-hmm. So our attendees can park there. Our neighbors can also park there to get their cars off the street on Franklin Street and Monument Avenue. So it's 1300 to 1400 Franklin Street and the two 900 blocks of Monument. It's Monument Avenue. So if you come in just by Sunken Road, you can go to the parking lot. There are other streets in that area that you can also park on if you wish. But there will be four entrances, basically at Sunken Road and Monument, Little Page and Monument, on Monroe and Franklin, and Grove Avenue and Franklin. This is our fifth Porch Fest, so we're very excited to continue the tradition, and we're hoping that we'll have a large crowd come out because we do have a wonderful lineup of music for you.
And you mentioned a little bit of that, and we will mm-hmm. talk more about that as we go along this morning. But no, I can remember all the previous Porch Fests. I learn a lot about the city just because you spend some time in these neighborhoods other than just driving through sometimes when you're going somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what we hope that will happen. In fact, every year we rotate our neighborhood so that then people come to a different part of the town and see that every neighborhood is distinctive or unique in its own way, and that that's what makes Fredericksburg sort of a special place to live.
Yeah.
And once people come to different neighborhoods, it's like, oh, I never knew this area was here. And those are the things that we really enjoy, that we learn a little bit about the history, and there is some history there in this whole area that's called College Terrace, below the college and or the university. And I think that when people come and find out about the different neighborhoods, it also sort of enlivens or certainly adds to their knowledge of the history of Fredericksburg too.
Lisa, you hosted one of these, because I learned about your neighborhood that year when it was your house was part of the was part of the rotation there of music that day. But you do learn a lot about it for a home for people that have their porches involved. What's it like?
It's great, actually. It's pretty simple. You just have to make your porch available. So you might have to move a few pieces of furniture and things like that out of the way and provide some power, depending on they need to have either microphones and things like that. But very easy, fun. I mean, really fun. And I remember when we did it, people were saying how great the acoustics were, and they were
because you have hedges there. It was great for taking pictures.
Yeah, and you know, and when you have it, I always say every year, Kathy and I have each had it in our own neighborhoods, and so we can attest that is great. You know, I certainly wouldn't advocate to bring something into my own neighborhood that's going to get me in trouble with my neighbors. So I knew that it was going to be wonderful, and everyone always enjoys it. And every year when we're done, that neighborhood will ask, oh, can we do it again here next
year? That's exactly right.
And as Kathy said, though, part of what we do intentionally is move it around the city so that people can become familiar with other neighborhoods, because that's part of our advocacy, right? We're always thinking of how we are advocating for arts and culture, and certainly the history and the architecture of these different neighborhoods are part of that advocacy.
Well, we often talk about not knowing our neighbors, and mm-hmm. I'm certainly guilty of that. To do something like this in your neighborhood, it would seem like you would just naturally
to know
your
you
neighbors.
And that's part of living in the city, if you will. I mean, the counties are wonderful. We love our counties, and we advocate for them, too. But living in the city of Fredericksburg, that's, again, one of the things that makes us special.
Yeah.
We do tend to know our neighbors, and we care about our neighbors, and that's why we live here. And having something that brings the community together and highlights your neighborhood and what makes your neighborhood, because every single neighborhood is special. It doesn't matter whether it's a small house or a big house, a house mm-hmm. that's 200 years old or a house that's 5 days old. It's all special, it's all wonderful, and it all has their own unique history and place here in the city of Fredericksburg.
Absolutely. And it was wonderful that this year, because we have been around now for several years, including the 2 years that we weren't able to offer Porch Fest for during COVID, but it was wonderful in talking to the College Terrace Association. Everyone knew Porch
yeah.
Fest.
Yeah.
Everyone was suddenly, oh, yes, that's great. So when is it?
You know,
what all do we need to do? It was very nice, too, that people volunteered their porches and said, okay, really, my porch may be too small, but I'd like to be involved. How can I help? You know, what can I do to help you make it work? So we finally have gotten to the point where we've got momentum going with people who are more than willing to say, oh, they were in my neighborhood and it was fantastic.
Right.
So now we just want to make sure that we are continuing that tradition and on Franklin Street and Monument Avenue too.
Every year I always think, well, this is great. They can have it here every year. And I always go back to you all saying, and I always think of Kathy saying, no, we're not going
to
do
that. That's
right.
We have to move.
Because the first few years I just thought it's downtown and this is just perfect. But every year it turns out.
It does turn out very well each year. And sometimes I look around and think, well, I don't see any porches here. How can I make this work? And so I know that I'm working with one neighborhood now to say, we would have to really look again here because we don't have as many porches as we would need. But so they're still working on that, trying to come up with and convince me of other ways that they can do this. But I think we still have enough neighborhoods in the city right now first to meet with, still have a lot of porches that we can actually perform on.
Yeah, it was interesting the first year that we did this, and it was an idea that a board member of ours had, Linda Bear. She saw it, I think, in New England, yes?
Yeah.
And she said, I think this would be a great idea for Fredericksburg. And we said, oh, yeah. I mean, our board immediately thought it was a great idea for us to do this. But when we first went out to our first community, it was a little, what is this? Like, what is this going to be like? You know, I think people had in their heads some sort of like, I don't know, Woodstock or you know, crazy thing. And we're like, no. This is, you know, local artists, local. And then when we did that first one, which was on Kathy Street, on Marie Street, and I always think that there was this one neighbor who was not so happy about it. And so at first, he was just sort of looking out the window when it was going on, the day of Porch Fest. Mm-hmm. Next, he was sort of standing in the doorway. Then he was outside enjoying the music. And so I always use that as like kind of a metaphor for this, right?
Exactly.
You know, not I'm against it. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here and I'm enjoying
and that
everything.
That wasn't so bad. That was pretty good.
Just
our talk has evolved over, because I remember that those first couple of years, there was just a little bit of
anxiety.
But
a little
now,
worry,
like you say, you've lived up to your word.
Yes.
And you follow, you know, the rules that you give people are what you follow. And
absolutely.
We'll talk about the rules in a second, but
we remind
now people want it.
Yes,
and we do remind the musicians as well as the homeowners that this is a family friendly event.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want any alcohol. There are no coolers allowed. We want children to be able to come and draw with sidewalk chalk in those streets. We want them to blow bubbles. We want them to listen to music. We hope we're also creating future audiences by encouraging children to come so that they can come and enjoy the music and learn a little bit about maybe musical styles, because we do have things from bluegrass to Celtic, as I said.
To rock.
We also have rock. We also have folk. We have, you know, some that are just country. So we just want people to come and enjoy the music, realize that they're sitting in a town or in an area that has a lot to offer artistically.
Yeah.
And we want them to enjoy the neighborhood and talk to people, to meet the community, to see what all can be done just by having a good time and enjoying each other on a Saturday afternoon.
You usually have a couple of each hour. There are several different people.
Right.
So you've got different choices, and if it's not a choice that you want, either one, people go and camp out in front of the house where the one is that they do want to have.
Exactly.
Yes, each hour, the musicians perform a one-hour concert. So each hour, you will have at least two people that will be performing at that time. We try to separate them so that there's somebody in the 1300 block of Franklin and someone in the 1400 block of Franklin,
mm-hmm.
so that then you can choose which one you want, or you might say 30 minutes at one and go down and listen 30 minutes to another.
Yeah.
That's up to you. You have the choice of how you want to listen. Then the next hour we have three people, and that ranges from folk to Celtic and then rock and roll. And so you can choose which one of those you would like to go to. And the third hour we have another rock group and a bluegrass group. Our fourth hour, we have country and alt rock and soul and also indie folk. So every hour you have choices of who you would like to listen to, or you can go to all of them if you want. It's up to you how far you want to walk and how many times you want to sit down. It's totally up to you.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever, well, I'm also usually working, but I don't think I've ever sat at any of these, right? It's too much fun to be able to, you know, go and see the different artists, and I would always listen to a few songs here, a few songs mm-hmm. there, you know, and you see people and I enjoy watching people enjoying it.
Right.
That's just another plus. The feeling that you have when you're there is just this great feeling of community and music. Of course, I'm a huge music lover personally. I don't know. It's really a wonderful day.
It is on August the 17th from 11 until 5. And this year it's along Franklin Street and the two 900 blocks
of Monument
Avenue.
Yep.
You don't have to have tickets. You just will pay when you
We'd love
go
to have
up.
Cash. $10 to come in. $5 if your child is 11 to 17, and children 10 and under are free.
Kathy Walker is here. Lisa Durham is here. It is a Rap Arts and Fredericksburg Porch Fest, August 17th. More coming up on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is Newstalk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Lisa Durham and Kathy Walker here. Good stuff this morning. Rap Arts and Culture and Fredericksburg Porch Fest. It is August 17th from 11 to 5. Again, it's $10
for adults. $10 for adults. $5 for students that are 11 to 17. And children 10 and under are free.
And don't you even think about breaking any of the rules.
That's right. That's
Kathy
right.
Kathy Walker is a former principal. If you're a
Mrs.
principal,
Walker.
Mrs. Walker is always, you have not lost anything on that. And your husband had warned me years ago, don't make sure people know not to try. And I saw someone try last year and they were
turned
away swiftly.
Well, you have to follow the rules. That's true. We want everyone to be safe and happy there and be able to relax and enjoy the music. So we do have a family-friendly atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And the rule is no alcohol, no coolers. We do encourage you to wear a hat, wear sunscreen, bring some water. We'll have some water, and I know that the food trucks will be able to give you some other Cokes and sodas and water if you need them, as well as food. So we hope that you will come and sort of spend the day enjoying 6 hours of music, 61 different musicians, and I think it'll be a fantastic day for all of us in the neighborhood of 1,300 and 1,400 blocks of Franklin and the 2,900 blocks of Monument Avenue, just below the university off of Sunken Road.
And imagine being able to have 6 hours of music for $10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
That's a good point.
You get a lot. And as Kathy mentioned earlier, you also can come and go.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come in the morning and listen to some music, go and do something else, and then come back later in the afternoon, you can do that. Once you have your wristband, you can come and go.
61 musicians shows that a lot of people want to be part of this.
Yes, that's the truth. We have, and a lot of that is 25 of those musicians belong to the Rappahannock Choral Society, and they're one of our opening acts. So we hope that a lot of folks will come around, because that will be a very wonderful, uplifting musical event. They do a lot of show tunes, American music. So they will do some favorites, I'm sure, of everybody. The Wellbillies are also country, and they're going to be the other opening act that we have. We have John Tyler Wiley, Mock Pedari, Peter Mealy, and Laurie Rose Griffin are our second hour. So you have three choices there. From 1 to 2, they have Nowhere, who's a rock metal band. We have the Fall Line Band, which is bluegrass, and they have been around for a couple years. So you can watch both a new band, and also our band who's been around for a while. At 2, we have a new young lady, Emily Woodhall. And then we also have Brother Reggie Carricker, who does soul. Brian Brown, who is a favorite of the people, he's been with us since the very beginning. He does a lot of indie folk and rock. He writes a lot of his own songs. Very creative young man.
Very talented.
We also have Anderson Gould, who does blues and acoustic rock. He's in our fifth hour. And Ladia, they are doing women in music. So Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton, that'll be a fantastic act, because they're going to do a lot of things that we haven't heard, specifically women's music. Our last hour is winding up with two great groups, the BST Band with jazz and world music with a Latin beat, and Tambre, they are a rock pop group. So we have a really fine lineup for everybody to come and enjoy this year.
Pretty much every genre.
Yeah,
every genre. It's gonna be a great day.
Yeah. So because you have to have the musicians and you have to have the porches.
Yes.
To put them all, and then someone has to come and then make sure that you don't have music. You don't have neighbors.
Yeah. Well, the someone is Kathy Walker. She is the mastermind. That's right. She really is the driving force behind Porch Fest, and make sure that it all happens, and the rest of us help where we can. And she figures that all out. You know, she just has a great talent for being able to, because you have to think not only about the genre, how close they are, some bands, of course, are louder than others, that sort of thing, and also to have the broad appeal so that there is something kind of for everybody. There are lots of things that go into this puzzle, if you will.
That's true.
And that's what she does.
And we're hoping that everything will work out the way it should. Every once in a while, we do have to say, you need to turn yours down just a little bit. But most of the time, it works out perfectly, and that's great.
We've never really had a problem. I think you've done a really great job of ensuring
it is. I know one of the years, I think it was in your neighborhood, Lisa, just walking around and realizing you got to keep everybody kind of apart. And then you also have to have, different styles of music. So someone's just not walking around thinking, I've got to wait for 2 hours to hear
I want to hear.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You always do a great job with that.
Well, thank you. And I think we really try to encourage people to try something new, too.
Yeah.
So that when you're there, you might really be just a country fan. But, why not try the Celtic group? Why not try the ladies who are doing all music by women, that are made popular by women? And I think that gives gives us a lot of other insight too, because different groups are always going to enjoy perhaps one particular style of music. But then once you get into music a little bit more, you realize, wow, I like that too. I didn't realize I really enjoyed it.
Well, so much of it's connected, right? All the music, especially American music, yeah, have a lot of the same roots.
And exactly.
So there's that, again, that connectedness that we're always talking about.
And that is actually what the BST band does the best. They sort of connect the African music, the Latin music, and they're ending up the day where I hope people will see those connections and all the styles.
Yeah.
Well, the one of the things that Lisa that I really like about this too is just when you see families,
yes,
when you see,
yeah,
whole families, yeah, come, especially with younger kids, and that everyone's playing and they're having a good time together and they're making a memory.
Yeah, and we always bring chalk and bubbles, yeah, and things that are specifically for the kids so that they could have just a little bit more fun, and it's great seeing them dance and,
yeah,
and enjoy and just having that, again, that freedom of movement in a safe environment where everybody's having a wonderful time.
And it's a great way to learn about new...
Absolutely.
Because...
New styles.
New styles. Yeah. A number of the people that you mentioned that have been here for and do music in the area, and they always have big crowds.
That's right.
But you know you can be surprised sometimes of, you know, you'll hear someone and you'll think, I've never heard of them. They're good.
Yeah, and hopefully, again, if you liked them at Porch Fest and you see that they're playing somewhere near you,
right,
you'll go out and see them at the restaurant or the bar, and
right,
they get that attention as an artist, and also that bar restaurant gets some money too. So we're constantly trying to advocate for the whole community, all of our local businesses as well.
Again, the fact that they're 61 is just really,
isn't that wonderful?
Really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's really impressive.
And that also is sort of an indication that music and the arts are important in our community.
Yes.
And we want to keep furthering the support for music, art, visual arts, drama, dance, all of that, because it really, truly adds to our quality of life.
Yes.
And so we want to keep that wonderful, special aura that we have in our region of supporting the arts and realizing that it really does add to our enjoyment of life.
I don't think I would realize that there's so much music in the air if it weren't for Lisa Durham. You and your husband on weekends, or just even during the week.
Yes.
We'll you'll either provide videos or pictures, and a lot of times I look at your stuff and say, and not that I'm stalking you, but maybe a little bit, but I think, I didn't know they did, you know, that they did music, or I didn't know that, you know, that,
yes,
that there really are a lot of choices around here for people who think, well, you got to go somewhere to have a good time. You don't.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's, we love walking out our door, walking a few blocks down the street.
Yeah.
And you can go and have a drink and have an oyster or whatever your thing is, and you can listen to music, and then you can go to another place and listen to more music. We also have, you know, Sounds of Summer, that's so wonderful, that mm-hmm, FAM does. And so David and I will often go there on a Friday night, listen to all that music, and then we'll go over to, like, Curitiba Art Cafe and listen to more music. You know, there's a lot of great music all around town. You know, Craig Vassy, a friend of ours, we all know him. He also does music. He sings and plays at bars. And, I mean, it's... We have so much here in this little city. We
right,
really do. We are a wonderful, vibrant, full body, if you will, city. And it's wonderful. And yes, David and I enjoy it very much. And we like to share that joy with everybody and encourage people to do it too.
Yeah. No, it's, and as far as music goes, we talk about the art, you know, the potters in town who do,
yes,
so much.
Ooh,
the,
yes,
artists, we talk, you know, about murals and other things, and you see a lot of this kinds of things on First Fridays. You can when you walk around town, but mm-hmm, they're really at all times. And Porch Fest is just you just kind of highlight a lot of that stuff.
Absolutely. And I will say all of the art is so fantastic. And I'll even do a little plug for some of our boutiques. I'm a little bit of a shopper, right, David? And we have great boutiques and shops down too. I mean, you can really in our great farmers market. I can't say enough about Fredericksburg. All of our historical assets.
Right.
You know, as you know, David and I are doing the Lafayette thing, and so you know that's all about highlighting not just Lafayette but all of our history here. So I love Fredericksburg.
The Lafayette thing to me is just is fascinating, to that anytime you have a talk about Lafayette, wherever you have it, the room is filled.
Absolutely. And we'll come back and talk more about Lafayette we kick off this fall.
There are a number of things to talk about. A
couple other things that Rap Arts has in the works, too. And on September 28th, on a Saturday, we're going to have a pop-up art contest for middle school students. And so basically any student, grades 5 through 8, can come down to the visitor center parking lot, pick up a piece of paper or a canvas, deciding whatever they would like. And they have 4 hours to create art and bring it back to us. Now, what we are going to do is we're going to jury that art as well, and then show it at First Friday on October 4th. Yeah. We do offer monetary rewards for the first prize at $75, second prize $50, and $25 for the third prize. There might even be some honorable mentions at $5 each, but we hope that middle school students will want to come and join us for that too. So Rap Arts is trying to support the musicians through Porch Fest, the art, visual artists through art contests like that, the mural projects that
we
do. And also, we do, in the past, we have supported a student to go to a drama workshop in the summer. And so we want to keep that up, where we can support students and create audiences for the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, thanks to Rap Arts. I mean, you are involved in just so many different areas, but you're able to call attention to a lot of this. And that's where it's one thing to be doing these, but a lot of times we don't know.
Yeah.
things that are going on, and you need Rap Arts, and Lisa, we need your Facebook page to follow.
That's right.
You know where music is available on the weekends, and because there really is a lot going on here. The people that sit around and just say there's nothing going on, you know, you don't have to go places.
Oh no, we're plenty busy,
That's true.
When we come back, we're going to wrap this up and give you again all the details about Porch Fest. Again, it is on Franklin Street and the 2900 blocks of Monument Avenue on August the 17th from 11 to 5. Lisa Durham and Kathy Walker here this morning from Rap Arts, and we'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Porch Fest is August 17th, 11 to 5 in downtown Fredericksburg. Franklin Street, that's over Kathy Walker by the college.
Yes, right off Sunken Road. And it's the 1300 and 1400 blocks of Franklin and the 2900 blocks of Monument Avenue. The other wonderful thing is the Mary Washington University has given us permission to use their sunken road a parking lot there.
Yeah.
So people can park there and then walk just two blocks and you are at Porch Fest. So we hope that you will come in. The cost is $10 an adult. 11 to 17 year olds are only $5, and children 10 and under are free. We'd love to have cash, but we also take Venmo and PayPal.
Okay.
So we hope that you will come and enjoy 6 hours of music, meet 61 different musicians, and have a fabulous Saturday afternoon. We have porta potties and food trucks for your convenience. So bring a portable chair. so that you can move from place to place, because we have musicians performing each hour on different porches in those two blocks. And we also hope that you will wear a hat, sunscreen, and bring some water. We want everyone to be safe and enjoy a wonderful musical day.
That is the principal, Mrs. Walker, telling you, make sure you do
these. Be prepared.
Yes. We don't want you to have all of this happen to you. But, no, what a great day. And to have that many porches and that many artists, and to, you know, this is just shows you. I mean, Fredericksburg has grown to be able to provide something like
that's
this.
Right. That's
right. And we've been kind of lucky. I don't want to jinx us, but we've been kind of lucky the last couple years. The weather on Porch Fest Saturday. Thank you, Porch Fest Saturday. has been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's been cooler. So, fingers crossed. We'll see.
That's right.
But we'll keep you comfortable anyway. So, just come and enjoy.
Don't even think about bringing a cooler. Don't do it because you're not going to be able to.
No alcohol. Right.
Mrs. Walker will not allow that.
Right. It's because we just want to everyone to make sure that they are able to enjoy without anybody over imbibing on things that are not allowed. So we just hope that you bring your water and your family and your portable chairs so that you can enjoy the evening, the afternoon and evening.
Franklin Street again, and the two 900 blocks of Monument Avenue. I know you're not going to tell me, but do you know in your mind probably where you'll be next year?
Not yet. We're looking around near Princess Anne Street over by Bunker Hill Street, perhaps. We're hoping that might work, because there are a lot of really good porches in that area. So we're going to see if that will work out for us too.
It's just amazing that this is, you know, the people want you. Neighborhoods want this, and they should, because it really is a great way to highlight where you live. And who knows, when houses go for sale in these neighborhoods, you might look at that and say, we might like that.
Yeah, I remember that neighborhood. That was a great neighborhood.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which you can pretty much say about all of our neighborhoods.
It is. It's just a fun day, and as the crowds grow, and it's a great atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
And the money that you're collecting, and you're helping the arts. You're helping rap arts and what you do.
We do pay our musicians because we do feel that this is their talent and they should be rewarded for that. So we do pay our musicians. It's not that they are donating their time. So we do want everyone to understand that. So we do want to make sure that we are raising enough money to continue Porch Fest by charging the admissions fees there too.
Rap Arts and Culture is a great Facebook page to follow. Is that if I want to get involved with Rap Arts, is that a good way to connect?
You can private message me there, and I can send that on, or you can email directly to Kathy, right?
Yeah, at walkerck921@gmail.com.
I know you have a lot of needs, and Lisa, you're always volunteering. I mean, you're always doing things. I'm sure you'd like help doing some
of
these things.
We would love to have some people. If anyone would like to volunteer, just email me at walkerck921@gmail.com, because we do need some folks to help us at the entrance stations. We always can use extra hands setting up and cleaning up. So please think about it. Take 2 hours. We would love to have donations of 2 hour times. Also, if you have a student who's in high school and they need to have some community service points, we'd be more than happy to give them a job and sign something for them to get community service points by coming and listening to music all day too. So that would be fantastic as well. So again, it's walkerck921@gmail.com. I would love to get a deluge of people who would love to volunteer for Porch Fest.
Yeah, many hands make light work, as I say.
Yeah. Again, it is on Franklin Street and the 1300 and 1400 blocks.
Right. That's right.
Of a Franklin Street and the two 900 blocks of Monument Avenue. So there are a lot of entrance things that you have to have some people at some of these places to collect money and all.
We'll have four entrances at Franklin Street in Monroe, and also Franklin Street and Grove on Monument Avenue, at Sunken Road and Little Page Street.
Kathy Walker and Lisa Durham with Rap Arts and Porch Fest, August 17th, 11 to 5. Thank you all. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
And as we said, Lisa, we'll talk Lafayette really soon.
Absolutely.
Lots of stuff going on.
Looking forward to that, yes.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.